Hello. Fuck it, that sucked. Hello, and welcome to episode 40 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as Jay Bond, with me, not sitting next to me, but virtually by my side.
As always. You know, if they don't know by now, they should know. It's your boy.
I feel like they should know. I feel
should
like
know.
Like at episode 100, we'll just change the intro and it'll be like, I'm Andrew and I'm Mike, because you should fucking know who we are by now.
Yeah.
100 of these damn things. Yes, it's episode 40, which isn't like a milestone like 50 is, so in 10 more weeks it'll be a bigger milestone. It is Sunday, October 4th. 10-4, as they say. Affirmative day. But it's not really affirmative day. It's like National Boyfriend Day. But it's also fucking National... what was it? I don't know. I got an Instagram. I finally caved. And like now you just see that everything is a thing day. And it's like, God. Why does everything have to be a... National Boyfriend Day? It's apparently like National Taco Day.
Taco Day, yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense to me, because I don't know what makes...
Who keeps making up these days is my question.
The National Make Up the Days Foundation, I guess.
Like, oh, fuck it, we're just going to make up a day.
Like, it's like, National fucking... like National Andrew Gets $1 Million Day, so
right,
pony,
yeah,
up, pony up.
Give Mike money.
PayPal.com/... Fuck, God damn it. Anyways, we don't really... As always, we don't ever really have a plan, but we do. I've been playing a bunch of video games. You and I have not played video games in a while. You've been real-lifing it. I've been virtual-lifing it. So, yeah, I don't know. What have you been up to, man? I don't even know. I don't even know anymore.
Like house-sitting.
Oh, that's right. You are house-sitting. That's right. I forgot about that. And cat, well, house cat sitting,
cat,
I guess.
Yeah, cat sitting, yeah, house cat sitting, yeah. Taking care of cats.
Oh, well, so I briefly saw the thing on Skype. Oh, by the way, people, we're not going to start with gaming. We're going to start with real life. We do that. What was the thing with 11 to 9? And people were, like, upset because they assumed that the 9 means you can still get stuff at 9 exactly?
I don't know.
You posted something on Skype that people were butthurt at, like, where you work because it's something about the time being 11
to
9.
Okay, so customers came in last night and they were like, food. I'm like, no. They're like, but the sign says you're open till 9. I'm like, no, I leave at 9. I don't know why they have it set up like that. And they just kind of laughed and walked away, and I was like...
My problem is, doesn't that make sense? Until 9. So at 9 p.m., that's it. There's no more.
Right.
You can't, like, if you made it at 8:59, I might say yes. Except the problem is if it closes at 9, there is a cutoff. It's no different than when you call, like, Domino's at, like, and they close at 11, and you call at, like, 10:45, and you're like, hey, can I get a pizza delivered? And they're probably like, no, because the delivery drivers are done. There's no more deliveries because we can't make a pizza in 15 minutes, so you don't get it. It's not, we're not, it's not like you're fucking Nordstrom where, like, if you're in the, that's apparently the worst. If you're in the store at Nordstrom, they can't ask you to leave. So you could literally, if you wanted to be a dick, go into Nordstrom, like, 10 minutes before they close and just browse.
Wow.
And, like, everyone kind of has to just, I guess, stay there. Like, the makeup counter people and the perfume counter, like, I guess, from what I've heard from people I know that worked at Nordstrom, they said they hated it because people, like, they said it's not like it happens all the time, but during the holidays, it happens all the time. They were like, fucking forget it. Don't make any plans for, like, an hour after holidays. The only times that people said that it was okay is when it wasn't a, you know, like, if it's in a mall and the mall closes, they generally get to be like, hey, you gotta go. But if they have their if they have their own entrance to the fucking mall because they're on like the outside of the mall,
then it doesn't matter.
Nope. Wrecked. Ooh. Straight
Ouch.
Wrecked. I'd hate that. I would, because I'd be like, hey, can I help you find anything? Because we closed like 35 minutes ago.
Right.
Like, I do that at my job. Like, if I see somebody who clearly, and like, you, it's one of those things people are like, how do you know? It's like, it's called life. When you do it long enough, you understand things. You see how people are. Like, I can tell when a person just can't find something. So I'll just go up right. and be like, hey, did you need help finding anything? You know, happy to help. You know, we do close at such and such a time. Like, you know, if I can make it easier for you finding some stuff, feel free to let me know. And like, I've had some people be like, I just want to browse. And I'm like, okay, well, you can happily browse tomorrow when we open at like 9:30.
Right.
We had close. One. This was a good one. We had a person. They came in at 1:35 because we hadn't locked the door because there was still a person in the store. And we close early sometimes. Like, not, it's scheduled. It's like just different days of the week. And they'd been like, we helped the other person. And then we're like, all right, whatever. They're just, you know, going to quickly get whatever their stuff is. And it was like 20, 30 minutes had gone by. And it's like, it's past 2:00. And finally I went up and I was like, you know, can I help you find anything? We closed at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude flipped out and was like, geez, if you're going to force me out, I'm just not going to get anything. And he left. Him and his girlfriend, they left. And then proceeded to put a post on the like Facebook thing, mm-hmm. being like, they rushed us out of the store. And I commented and was like, one, you entered after we had closed at 1:30.
Right.
And we asked you if you needed any assistance, as it was past 2:00 and some of us had prior obligations. Me, personally, I had just found out a friend of mine had actually been rushed into emergency surgery. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, because he had he didn't have appendicitis, but basically he had something wrong with his intestines and they had to, like, I don't know if it was they got twisted or, but they rushed him into surgery and I found out, like, while I was, so I was like, you know, do I fucking make the drive to New York because, you know, if he needed anything or whatever, because he's a really good friend of mine and I felt really bad because, you know, that sucks. And so I was like, you know, basically like one foot out the door of like, do I start heading towards the, you know, the Mass Pike? And like, this guy's giving us shit because he got to stay in. You know, I would have rather be like, I'm sorry, we closed at 1:30, you know, we hadn't locked the door yet, but, you know, I apologize. We are in the process of ringing this customer out and that's it. And generally speaking, not to be a douche and like sound like a douche, because I'm sure people can be like, that's an asshole thing to say. I generally tell people I have to ring them out by like, you know, 1:38 because the system does an automatic backup, which the system does do an automatic backup. But you can it doesn't affect the ringing stuff out. The only difference would be that stuff wouldn't get backed up. Basically, it like freezes the system in whatever state it's at and starts backing it up. But then anything else that occurs just doesn't get backed up until the next day. Gotcha. It's a daily backup. But like sometimes I'll tell people that because like people will call like 45 minutes after we've closed and we'll still be there because we're like stocking shelves or moving stuff, you know, cleaning stuff. And they're like, oh, great, you're still open. And I'm like, no, we closed like 45 minutes ago.
Right.
One person was like, why did you answer the phone? And I'm like, because if my boss called to make sure we were still here and didn't skip out early, I was like, I have to answer the phone.
Right.
You know, because, and I was like, and sometimes it's because we just want to answer questions. If it's just like a question of, do we have a product?
Yeah.
Do you have this in stock? I'll check. You know, we are closed, but let me go over and I'll check.
Right. Yeah. And you come get tomorrow.
Yeah. Or some people are
order something.
Some people are ridiculous. It's not the way, you know, it's not like, it's not the internet. And it's funny. I saw a post today and somebody was like, the internet's only getting worse. And I wanted to be like, no shit. And it's only going to get worse because everybody's going to be on the internet. So all the shitty people you don't want to deal with in real life, you will deal with online because that's where else are they going to go?
Sure.
Literally, like where else are they going to go? Social interaction has, you know, I mean, for me personally, has plummeted. I never go anywhere. I don't have to. Right. I go out to eat and I see my friends and we, you know, I go to car shows or I'll, you know, whatever. But like, it's not like I'm generally going out places to force myself to interact with people. I don't like to drink, so I'm not going to be at the bar.
Right.
You know? So it's like all these shitty people you don't want to see, you're just going to end up bumping into them online. I mean, it already exists. It already happens. Just deal with it.
Yeah, basically.
Instead of like, commenting, and subscribes, block, report, and...
like unfriend.
Yeah, unfriend, block, report.
Huh.
You know, UBR, unfriend, block, report. Just UBR, Uber them. There you go.
Uber them.
That's the new thing. I made that up. I copyrighted it. You can't steal this, podcast listeners.
Right? We'll find you.
I will. I will find you. You know what's great, though, about the internet? It's just a fantastic thing. And I mean, this isn't, like, new.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy bulk candy online. Get it sent right to your door.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I bought a 2-pound bag of sweet tarts.
Jeez.
It's...
Why do you need that many sweet tarts?
Because I'm going to eat them not all at once. I'm going to eat them over,
fair
you
enough.
Know. So, you know what Smarties are, right? The little...
Yeah.
Okay.
The little...
They're sweet tarts, but Smarties. But they're not Smarties. Like, they're the same size as Smarties. So they're little mini-like packages of sweet tarts. And it's just a 2-pound bag of those.
Oh, jeez.
It's not like a giant, like, a, you know, family-sized bag of potato chips. And there's just a... You just scoop out a handful of sweet tarts. It's just a small bag of the individual package things. Which is great, because I'll just throw, like, 5 in my backpack, head off to work, have them... Be upset that I didn't bring more than 5. Come home, have a bunch more.
Yeah.
Repeat. But that's that's the one thing I actually really love about the internet is that I can buy bulk candy that I can't normally find in the stores. I mean, you can get sweet tarts, obviously, but not that price.
That price, no.
So if you're a candy person, I'm a candy person. We had this discussion. I don't think you were there. I think it was me hugging Cody, talking about candy. And, I like candy. I like gum, blow pops.
Yeah.
The softballed in joke was that I said, I just have to have something in my mouth, which right. Like it's, you know, you're softballing it in, but it's like, I don't grind my teeth, but I find that I grind my teeth less. If I've got candy or gum or something, because I'm not just like banging my teeth together.
Yeah. So, like you're just trying to chew and just, you know.
Well, it's just like I just like when I'm not talking, I just have my jaw like forcibly shut. And it's just not good. It's not good at all. Anyways. Video games? Have you played much at all? I never see you online. I haven't seen you online in a while.
I mean, I've been throwing on like Metal Gear and like I'll jump on Destiny and just kind of look at everything and be like, I really don't want to play this anymore until I do the raid finally or finish the raid finally.
Yep. We did the raid yesterday.
But every time it gets set up, yeah, it's like, oh, well.
We would have waited. Nicole ran the raid like 3 times yesterday.
Oh, geez.
I kept seeing her in different groups. Either that or they were subbing out people because they were getting stuck, maybe. But
maybe, yeah.
And apparently the like Hugs used LFG a few times and had pretty good groups. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world now. And there's like now people are starting to get like decent strategies for how to go at the raid. You know, you were there for the bubble part with Golgoroth or whatever, the big ogre guy.
Yeah.
Okay, you know how like you shoot one bubble and then you stand in the thing, and then
because I watched,
you know,
Sam do it.
Right, and then somebody holds the gaze, and then you move to the next bubble. All right, fuck that noise. You just shoot one bubble, jump down, do a ton of DPS, then leave, kill all the adds, and then keep doing it one bubble at a time. You don't even bother like moving from bubble to bubble.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I guess it's not like. I guess whoever decided that that was a good method, like, I feel like they're assuming that you've got to be, like, 295 plus because you just have to put a ton of DPS on them each time you do that. But it actually wasn't – it didn't – I mean, we we did like two takes and that was it. And the first take was more just to kind of get the feel for it. And just go through that portion of the raid, because Avery hadn't done it. Avery was new to the raid.
Gotcha.
And it was, I mean, it's not a bad method to do it. You just shoot the one bubble, you stand in it, you do, you know, the five of you do DPS. You only have one person on gaze to keep the ogre or whatever. And then you just let the time run out and you jump out. Like, you don't even bother moving to the to the bubble. And then you just keep repeating that. And, we did enough damage.
Thanks.
I got a raid fusion rifle, and I got another pulse rifle, which I already had, except the one that I got was 300 and the one that I had was 304. So I infused that because the one that I, the new one I got has Firefly, which is the Fatebringer perk where shit explodes when you get headshots.
Mm-hmm.
That's much better than whatever the other perk that I had that I don't even remember what it was.
Right.
Cause I dismantled it. Yeah, so I have now, and then I got raid boots, but they're only 302s, so whatever. 302? Yeah, I mean, and then I got an exotic drop, because I used one of those coin things, and nice. I got a Surosh regime. I didn't have one, so.
Year 2, nice.
Yeah, year 2. It's only a 290, but, so this is something I didn't know. Once your light level's over 300... Mm-hmm. Apparently your exotics have a chance to drop at 310. Yes. Yeah, because so Zor was selling helmet engrams, and of course CJ had to say, oh man, I really want to get this helmet, and then after like 7 engrams I finally got it. So it's Hawkmoon all over again.
Nice.
But one of the Mask of the Third Men, I got like 4 Mask of the Third Men. It was 310, so I infused it into the Graviton, whatever.
Yeah,
one that's got it's got that cool purple thing.
The cool
it's
purple,
awesome.
Yeah, that's my favorite helmet.
Yeah, it looks sweet. I could give a crap about what it does. It just looks awesome.
Right?
So that was that. And yeah, it's my problem with Destiny is that the game has changed to now force me to hate the game. Because I feel like if I'm not playing, I'm falling behind.
Oh, yeah. That's how I feel right now. Because, like, right? Everyone's got 100 gear and has done the raid, like, multiple times. I'm just like, fuck.
Right? And so you're like, shit, I gotta keep playing. I gotta keep playing. I gotta catch up.
Yeah, it's not that I don't want to play. I really want to do the raid.
Yeah.
Because I have those two quests or whatever to do that's basically just like, hey, go play the raid. Like,
Right.
Can't if no one else wants to play or can play.
Yeah, it's miserable, but it shows how they've changed the game for the better, right? Because I should never want to play a game like I don't know how do I word this. It's the game has now made it so that I have a desire to play again. I have a desire to stay current. Whereas before I could just be like, whatever, I'm going to play whatever game.
Yeah, right.
And it's and like there is definitely, and I've talked about this on Twitter and I've talked about it probably on a podcast here or there. Mm-hmm. Video game paralysis, right? So many choices, so many different things to play.
Yep.
That you can't choose. So you just go with the safe bet, you know? You go with the number 2 on the booty call list, Destiny.
Yep.
Because she's always there for you.
It's true. It got to the point where we would just run bounties and be like, okay, now what?
Right, remember? We used to run all the bounties and then we'd be like, shit.
Yeah, but if we didn't do the raid, then it was like, well, now what?
Yeah.
Because there was nothing story-wise to do anymore.
Yeah.
And now you didn't get anything good with strikes. So, yeah, but now that if you do the heroic strike the first week, you're always guaranteed one legendary the first strike you do.
Cool.
I think is what I read, yeah. So
I need to do that.
You know, you do the Crucible to get your marks.
Right. Yeah, you do the two
Nightfall,
different Crucible things.
Yep.
Nightfall, and then the one heroic strike, yes.
And then the one heroic strike to at least get a legendary, yeah.
And then after that, every consistent one you play, you get a better chance at gear anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you've got Court of Oryx, which you can just constantly run as long as you have the runes.
It's my jam.
Yeah, Hug and I were doing that last night because I'm trying to get. I need weapon parts. I don't have any weapon parts. This is the first.
Right, yeah.
This is the first time in my life I've been like, I don't have any materials. So I started going through my vault and just dismantling gear one.
Dismantling
stuff.
Everything.
Because like I don't need it. I'm never gonna use it. There's no way to infuse it, so the gear is junk. It's literally pointless. Yeah. I kept
I'm
raid weapons.
Some exotics, but yeah, I keep the raid weapons and some of the exotics.
I don't even bother. Because I
can allegedly
rebuy
they're gonna make them year two. Or yeah, well the ones that aren't gonna be year two yet, allegedly those are gonna end up being year two.
Right. Yeah, but I don't know if it's gonna be a you have to, because like if you go to the exotic wall iPhone thing in the in tower, it shows the you can just rebuy the year two version and it's 150 legendary marks, but then after you buy it once, it's just like an exotic shard and like 1,000 glimmer, which is cool. I mean, that's nice. I don't know why you'd need multiples. I mean, unless you were just gonna leave them on specific characters so you always had them, but that just kind of seems dumb.
That and I like arm stay stuff too.
Yep. I hate you that you can't store the package though.
Yeah, you can.
It wouldn't let me put it in the vault.
Oh no, okay, never mind. Yeah, that you can.
Yeah, you have to sit on it. You have to sit on it eating a slot until the next week.
Well, the thing I like is even if you miss arms day, it'll still let you go back and turn one in.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I missed arms day and I was like, oh shit, I missed it. But I went anyways. Like, oh, turn it in. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Well, that works.
The difference is, I think I don't think you can buy a
thing you can't
for
buy another
week.
One until you level it up. Yeah.
Which is that's fair. I don't have a problem with that.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, it's weird. Like, because there's other games that I'm like, oh, I should really finish this game, or I should really play this game, or I should really check out this beta, or whatever. Like, think about it. I bought Grand Theft Auto V. I probably got like 10 hours in it. Maybe. And, not, right. And none of it's story, because all we do is play online. But I do liked running the heists. I think the heists were fun. Even if we reran the same ones we've already run, like, I enjoy the heists.
Exactly.
You know, I've got countless games on Steam. In fact, So, last night, I plugged the Xbox in, which is weird. I never used the damn thing.
Never used it, yeah.
Of course there's an update. But so now that I have the two TVs, right, I put the Xbox. I switched the PS4 back to the big TV. So the PS4 is on the big Sony, and the little TV is my Alienware and the Xbox. So I have all of the ability to play, like, multiple things at the same time, which you can't really do because you only have two hands.
Right.
But it allowed me to have the Xbox on and do all the updates and download stuff while I was playing on the PS4. While I had my laptop with Steam open so that I could check out another. So my review for Armello is up on the DGCast.com right now. Put that up. That's a cool game. It's like, I feel like it's like Monopoly, though. And I don't say it as a bad thing. It's just, for me, I think I'm too gimme-gimme. I think I need more shit happening faster. So the game is a bit slow for me. It's very cool. And I couldn't get the multiplayer to work very well. Every time I try to get into a lobby, it would just kind of bump me out. Or there wouldn't be enough people, and you'd have three people sitting waiting for a lobby, and then eventually one of them would leave. It won't just put, like, it's weird. You can play 1v3 AI, but you can't just play like a 2v2 AI multiplayer, which I think would speed it up if you could just be like, throw in some AI. So anyways, but it is a cool game. It has a lot of stuff. It's a lot of fun. I like the art style. But like it is a bit slow
check
for
it
me
out.
But I like, but 20XX, which is the Mega Man game, that game's super awesome. It's now in beta. It's no longer in alpha. It is still
alpha.
Early access. But it's oh man, it's super fun. I'm a big fan.
Nice.
They've got daily challenge, and that's the thing, right? It's got daily challenges. It's got, you know, the levels and all the different levels and different enemies and sweet music. So
nice.
There's that. Plus then Dirty Bomb, which is Dirty Bomb has potential, but I feel like I'm not going to get into it because I'm just going to be like, why aren't I playing Counter-Strike?
True.
Right? And like, and the thing is like, I'm not good at Counter-Strike anymore like I used to be. I'm terrible. But like, I have like, there's a nostalgia to playing CS:GO because it reminds me of CS 1.6 because it came from that. So like, there's something fun about playing Counter-Strike and playing those old levels and just having a ball. Dirty Bomb, I don't have like an attachment to it like that, which is also the problem with Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, I mean, I like the terrorist hunt mode, but I see where the complaints are.
Right, because it's not Rainbow Six like people know
No.
Rainbow Six. You know, my knowledge of Rainbow Six is the original Rainbow Six, like N64 Rainbow Six,
N64, yeah.
like Dreamcast Rainbow
Cast.
Six. You know, Rogue Spear, which I have on Dreamcast, right over there. And like my problem is I get people were saying like it's just like another shooter
Yeah, basically to
with
bring
Rainbow
in
Six
the,
name on it, you know?
yeah.
And that is problematic.
It's basically just to bring in the Call of Duty and Battlefield and I
Right.
guess maybe Counter-Strike, I don't
That's
know.
the thing. I don't think it can be Counter-Strike. I really don't. I don't think anything can be Counter-Strike.
Oh
Like the
no.
community's so big and so many people are just stuck on it. It's no different than like, you know, League of Legends and like World of Warcraft. They didn't make new games, they just made expansions. You know, and Counter-Strike just changes the game a little bit. You know, CS:GO is obviously a completely separate game from like Source and 1.6 or 1.5 was Counter-Strike, then it was 1.5, then it became 1.6, then it became Source, and then it's Global Offensive. Like, I don't see CS:GO being beat out by Rainbow Six Siege 1, but I just don't see CS:GO going anywhere, just like I don't see League of Legends, Dota, you know.
Right.
I just it's one of those
All
things
the MOBAs.
I think they're there to stay.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Basically.
I've been playing. I played a good chunk of Ormello. I think I've got like 12 hours, 10 hours
Nice.
logged on that. Except that's not right because I played it on my laptop too. I wonder if that's just 10 hours on my PC or if they're linked. Feel like
Maybe.
I've played more. 20XX, I've got a good amount of time logged in on that because it's
Nice.
just fun to play Mega Man and the music's awesome.
It's always good.
Dirty Bomb, I have like not very much time logged in because I can't, I don't know, I can't get into it. And like I was playing with a friend of mine, and like it's cool, but
It's not like,
I'm
it's
not,
not something that you can keep going back to.
I
It's
don't,
like
yeah, I don't think so.
every once in a while, why not? But
Like it's
not
one of
just
those things,
something.
like there's a like huge saturation of first person shooter games. And unfortunately, Destiny, and I don't say, I mean, I say unfortunately, it's not a bad thing. Destiny fills that need for me for first person shooters. You
Right.
know? Like I go back to CS:GO because of the nostalgia of playing CS:GO.
Let's go, yeah.
You know? I don't go play it because I have some urge to play Counter-Strike or to play a PC shooter. It's more because of sometimes I'm just like, man, I want to play CS Office and run around with a Mac 10. Like Destiny fulfills my need for a first person shooter. You know, Metal Gear Solid, I'm a big fan of the series, but I still haven't picked up 5. I'm waiting to hear honestly from you how Metal Gear Online is, which goes live Tuesday.
Stay, I think,
Yeah.
yeah.
And then you've got like we've got Fallout, we've got that's what, November, and Uncharted Collection is, you know, coming
Like
out.
Friday.
It's Friday, yeah, which is weird because
It's
it's
weird.
normally Tuesdays.
Yeah. Maybe something coming out Tuesday that they're like, no, we don't want to compete with, or what?
Well, it could be Metal Gear Online, but also could just be
Oh,
for whatever
yeah.
reason they're changing it up. I think it's because they know that my birthday is Saturday and they're just giving me a birthday present day before.
They just here's a code.
You know what's frustrating too is that Drive Club came out basically on my birthday, and that sucked at launch. And I'm like, oh man, please, 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 Uncharted, you have to be good. But
I've
again,
been reading good
I didn't buy it.
so
I'm
fair
not,
enough.
and I'm not like, but not buying it because I'm hoping somebody will give it to me for free or like that it'll be a birthday present. It most likely will not be. I hate pre-ordering games. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm not gonna give GameStop or Target or Best Buy or Walmart a fucking interest-free loan on a
Yeah.
video game when they don't need my money. Like,
Right.
and that's pretty much the whole reason I hate it. Like, I'm giving GameStop $5 and they give me nothing for it. I give Target $1 or whatever, and I get a copy held for me that most likely I could just pick up the day it came out anyways.
Right, yeah. I just buy everything on PSN now. I'm like, oh, it's out? Okay, cool, here, buy it.
I can't do it. I gotta have the copy. I gotta have a physical copy.
I think my thing now is I'm just too lazy to go to the store and buy it now.
That's why it took me forever to get fucking Grand Theft Auto. And then I finally caved and bought it digitally.
Yeah. Well, in your defense, though, it was like, what? Almost midnight, maybe past. It was late.
There was no way I was going to make it that night. But I could have just been like, well, I'll get it tomorrow. I think it was like $10 cheaper to buy the physical copy. But I was like... But if I drive, that's like, it's like $3 a gallon. I got to go like 6 miles. That's like 42 cents. My time. Yeah. I got to put on shoes.
Right.
That's $1.
yeah, everything adds up.
It's like my time. So instead, I waited an hour to download the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have been any faster installing off the disc. Or maybe a little bit. I doubt it, though. I imagine time-wise, it would have been somewhere in the same length.
Stuff seems to install faster off the disk. It's the initial install in game. It's like 2 hours later.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things where that hopefully in the future will get faster. I mean, I don't know if that's like a hardware it's a hardware component. Like, is it installing slow because it takes forever to download that much data, or is it installing slow because the hard drive can't write as fast as it needs to? You know, because
maybe a little column A and B.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I put a 7200 RPM drive in my PS4 at launch.
Right.
I up to 1 terabyte. And, I mean, I don't think things load faster, but sometimes I question... if it isn't actually slightly faster, because some games seem to just open right up. But I mean, the problem is people have done those YouTube videos where they show the test and they've said that like, it's
no
like,
difference.
It's like, yeah, they're like, you know, on certain games, it's slightly faster, but they said on certain games like Destiny, where it's all network based, it's not necessarily any faster. You know, the game might open faster, but after that, it's pretty much, you know, bandwidth related.
Right.
So I don't know. It's one of those things where I just can't figure it out. But to shift over to the Xbox, because I briefly mentioned that I have the Xbox set up again. Set it up, put the updates in. I was going to play some Banjo-Kazooie, but then I was like, shit, I'm in the gigantic beta. And the NDA, I can't say anything about the game, but all I can say is that I'm in it. Which that's basically whatever they released they changed the NDA so everybody could say that they're in the game or playing. You just can't talk about the game. Screenshots. They allowed like a handful of people to stream it, which kind of annoyed me because I wanted to be one of those people. But I don't have like 1,000 viewers. Twitch.tv/DGCastTV if you wanted to follow us.
Do it.
So I have the. I have it on you. When you get the code, you get it for Windows 10 and for Xbox. You just have to download it on either. So I put it on Xbox, and I feel like the matchmaking is Xbox only and PC only because it took way longer to find matches on Xbox than it did on PC. Because they pretty much only do, and who knows? I could be saying no. They tweet about it. The beta is only open for certain periods of time, so like it's open this weekend. So I was like, cool, I'll jump on. Played 5 or 6 matches. I did terrible. But I played with, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid if I keep talking, I might put myself in breach of that NDA, and I don't want to do that. But that was, you know, that was on my list of things I checked out. I downloaded the Games with Gold, which was Tomb Raider Definitive Edition and Valiant Hearts, which I have on the PS4. Fantastic game.
Right.
Could be, in my opinion, could be one of Ubisoft's best games ever. Even though it's Ubisoft Montreal, but fantastic game. And then, you know, I saw Advanced Warfare like sitting on the shelf, and I was like,
forgot you had that.
Yeah, and I'm like, do I want to go down this rabbit hole? play Advanced Warfare. But then it's like I look to my left and I'm like, oh, but there's the Super Nintendo. I could play some Super Mario. And I'm like, shit, do I want to do that?
Right, just play that instead.
You know, I really had a big hankering to play some Super Mario 3. And since I have Super Mario All-Stars, I can do that without having to set up the NES.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, shit, I should just play Sega Dreamcast. And then you run into this gaming paralysis bullshit. I have too many game consoles. I have too many games. And every day I'm just like, nah, just play Destiny. Why not?
Right.
And that really, and like, that's, it's frustrating. And I wonder how much that type of stuff affects smaller devs, right? It can't affect the AAA titles as much as it affects the smaller guys. Because if you know, a small game comes out, and I'll just use Adventures of Pip as an example because TikTok Games made a fantastic game and it's awesome and you should buy it and play it. It's on like everything, so if you have an electronic device, it's there. I play the hell out of that game, but then I won't play it for like a week because I'll be playing Destiny, and then I'll be like, you know, I should go beat a level or two.
Right.
And then I'll go beat a level or two, and then I'll jump back and just play Destiny. And I wonder how that affects those types of devs, because you've got to think, if I'm not playing the game, I'm probably not talking about the game. And if I'm not talking about the game, nobody else might know to go buy the game because it's awesome. Or I'm going to be not streaming it because I might stream Destiny, or I might stream Metal Gear or Grand Theft Auto or Fallout or, you know, whatever the case may be,
whatever,
or Uncharted.
Yeah.
So I always wonder if gaming paralysis is something that people get worried about, you know, when they see like the analytics of like gamers who buy this game usually own this game, and it's like, well, shit, if they own that game, they're probably not going to play this one. Like, I wonder how much that plays into it.
I don't know.
So, you got to get yourself an Xbox, man. Because I otherwise, I'm never going to use this piece of shit.
I'm planning on it.
No, honestly, actually, I really think you should get the Alienware like I have. It's just enough of like a gaming PC to let me play like most of the games I want to play.
Right, yeah, because I'm not trying to, you know, fucking play PC Fallout 4 with mods, yeah.
And the reality is I would be playing Fallout on console anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like those particular games I wouldn't be playing. But
right.
Like Armello, Dirty Bomb, Counter-Strike, you know, 20XX, because I think that's going to be PC only anyways. I think they want it, I think it's, they want to bring it to console, but I think right now it's just PC. You know, and the other thing that's kind of neat, though, too, with the Xbox One is the Windows 10 integration and things like that. Like, I'm curious to see how, like, future games that come out that are, like, Windows 10 Xbox One specific or exclusive.
Oh, it'll be like a, what's it called? Not cross-platform. Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be cross-platform.
Well, it's not even cross-platform. In those instances, the Windows 10 Xbox One, you can opt in to be playing with match made across whereas like, it's like with Rocket League, you can opt in to play with PC players on PS4, or the PC players can opt in to play with PS4 players. I mean, I am curious to see how that goes, because I thought they said the adoption rate for Windows 10 was pretty high, so that would make me think that more games are going to go that way. Like, I know that the Hydro Thunder new game, Riptide GP, that's Windows 10 Xbox One, and that I believe they said would be, you know, cross between
cross.
Those two platforms, obviously, like PC to Xbox One, PC to PS4 or Xbox One to PS4 is not, but I'm excited for that game too, but that's gonna be a little bit
right.
There's like, that's the thing too. There's a ton of these like smaller games that are coming out, and I'm super excited for them. But part of me is like, I know I'm gonna play them for a short amount of time, and then jump right back into probably Destiny, because like I can't shake the feeling of being behind in this game, and that's like, it's annoying because it is a crutch, because it keeps me from playing other games. So I'm like, well, if I keep up with Destiny.
Right, yeah.
You know,
it's not someone being like, oh, well, I got this, and this is how you get it. It's like,
right.
Damn it.
That's the thing. I mean, and I imagine with other games like League of Legends, Dota, I mean, even Counter-Strike, the way that it's set up now with XP, like, I still, with all my hours, which isn't terribly many, like, I can't play in the competitive ranked games.
Oh, no.
I can only play in casual. But, like, I'm like, maybe a third of the way experience-wise to getting into, like, rank 2 or 3 or whatever it is that allows you to play, like, ranked matches. But, like, that, like, if I don't just play the game constantly, I can't ever do that. And it's like, what's the benefit? And it's like, at least if I'm playing Destiny and all my friends are playing Destiny, I can always be up to par with them.
Right.
And that's, and I think that's more of what it is. You know, if all your friends are playing Counter-Strike, you're probably going to play Counter-Strike. If all your friends play, you know, Metal Gear Online, you're probably going to be playing that so you can stay ranked up. Because it's also different, too, because, like, if I only played, like, PvP, it really wouldn't matter as much. It would just be whether or not I got cool guns or, like, specific guns.
Right.
Because at least with PvP, you know, it's balanced with the exception of Iron Banner. So true, it wouldn't, you know, with PvE, though, if you're underleveled, you're screwed. No, you know, there is no getting around that particular...
Right. Whoever you're playing with is going to have to carry you.
Yeah. So I think that's where more of the issue comes into play. But what it is. I think, you know, I think at one point I'm sure we'll have exhausted most of this stuff and we'll be like, whatever, I don't care about Destiny. And then I'll go back to playing way more other games. And I don't know. I've been trying to be better about giving myself a little bit of time, you know, every couple days to just not play Destiny. The problem is the second everyone's like, hey, I'm jumping on, and I'm like, all right, I'll be on in a second.
Right, yeah. It's like, oh, we're going to go do this. I'm like, fuck, fine, hold on, give me a minute.
Yeah, I got to grab a drink. Let me grab some sodas.
Right. Grab a snack, something.
Yeah, because it's going to be a while.
Yep. That's why sometimes I'll just order a pizza. I'm like, all right, cool, let's do this.
Right.
Or just like chips or something, you know, drinks, yeah. Waters, juice, something.
I want to order a pizza now. Pizza man. Yeah, that's just, I don't know, it's one of those things where, you know, we've talked about Destiny so much, but like there's so many other games that I really want to play and I really want to check out, and that, like, you know, I get these opportunities to review, and in fact I'm reminding myself right now there's the game that I got a Vita code for that I need to go check out. But it's like I never use my Vita. It's not like... So now what I've been doing is like I'm forcing myself to have these things in front of me. So now that I have the two TVs set up and I have the PC on the smaller screen, I now have Steam open in my face with Destiny on the bigger TV behind me. So now I'm not thinking about it.
Right.
It's right in front of me to be like, oh, I should probably just stop and take a break and just play this, even if it's for like 25 minutes or something. And
exactly.
Like, I've got all the controllers on the little shelf of that little TV table thing that I have the PC screen on, and now the Xbox TV. So that, like, the controllers are there too, so then I'm like, oh, I should play this.
And
the Vita is also right here too, because I want to make sure that I'm like looking and I'm like, oh crap, that's right, the Vita's right here. I should check this out. So that's
the dilemma.
That is the dilemma. But I will say this. I will start streaming more often. And I don't think that anybody listening is like, yes! After all this back and forth with Elgato, they finally let me send it in, and they're going to look at it and replace it or fix it. So hopefully it'll come back and I'll be able to stream and actually use OBS on the PC and have my little overlay instead of what I've been doing, which is I just stream straight from the Xbox or the PS4. And I've got the face cam and I've got my green screen. But then I just have to have Twitch alerts open on my laptop. And like, if I hear the notification or see the notification, I just mention it. But like, it's not going to pop up on the actual stream.
Right, yeah.
So hopefully it'll be a little more professional. Also, then that way I can play like Super Nintendo and stuff, because obviously right now I don't have a method of doing that. Like, I can stream PC games, obviously, because that's just capturing from the PC itself. And I can stream PS4 and Xbox One because I can stream those right to the console. But I don't have a camera for the Xbox One, and the PS4, there's no overlay. And mostly what I play is PS4 anyways, so that's...
So, yeah.
So anyways, so if you're wondering, that hopefully will start up again as soon as I get the device back, and it's hopefully not still broken. I'll be able to start streaming more. And I don't know. I start streaming, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, this is fun. And then I always just don't.
Right.
I don't know. It's one of those things, like, you know, obviously there's a discouragement of, like, if you don't have that many viewers, like, it's not as fun to stream, because you're always like, man, I wish I had, like, 8,000 viewers. Why am I not, like, Soda Pop and, like, 42,000 people watching him?
Right.
So, you know, and obviously for me, I've been asked questions on stream that I'm like, yeah, if I answer this question, everyone's going to hate my guts even more than they probably already do. Because it's true. I mean, think about it. Like, I'm a conservative. Like, I, you know, I don't necessarily have the same opinions as like 80% of the gaming community as a whole.
No. Yeah.
So that part's, well, you know,
someone's got to be real.
Someone's got to be real, man. Me and Colin Moriarty fighting the good fight.
Sure.
Him more so than me. But yeah, anyway, so we're going to try. You know, obviously, like, Mike, if you got the little alpha, because, one, it would be identical to mine, I could just send you exactly all the files and whatever, and you'd have the same overlays and all that fun stuff. Anyways, we're going to try and do more stuff. I fucked up on the YouTube videos, and I didn't post them, like, on the week delay, so I'm going to try and just post everything either tonight and tomorrow, upload the previous episodes to YouTube so that they're there. And so that's youtube.com/c/thedgcast. Obviously, Twitch is twitch.tv/dgcasttv. You can follow us on Twitter @thedgcast. I'm @soafterisaid. I'm also now on Instagram under the same thing, which I hate having now multiple apps. And now I feel like I have to post to it, which is just dumb.
Why do you think I don't want to make a Facebook?
Yeah. And Mike, you are @mtong1 on Twitter.
Correct.
Feel free to follow us. Tweet us questions, comments, suggestions, hate mail, gifts, whatever.
Right, something.
Feel free. You can comment on the posts on thedgcast.com, too, if there's anything specific. I don't necessarily get to listen to the entire podcast over again. So if there is random audio issues, I would really appreciate it if somebody could let us know, because I know that the guest cast we did with Stimer had some weird audio things, and had I not listened to the whole thing, I never would have heard them. But I generally listen to like the first 10 minutes and the last like 2 minutes. And if I don't hear any issues in that like small amount of time, that's it. I mix it down, save the file, and upload it. I don't, because it's like, I, you know, if we record for an hour, I don't have necessarily another hour to
just sit there. Yeah.
So if there are audio issues or have been, please let me know. I know that my microphone is probably, you know, 1 foot out the door to being a complete piece of crap. So, you know, feel free to tweet us, let us know. Tell us if you like us, hate us, whatever, because we need feedback. It's really, really helpful when people just tell us, like, if we suck, you got to tell us. Don't feel like, you know, if you're like, Andrew, stop wearing gunners and make you look like a doofus, like, just say it. Just, I'm thin skinned, but I need to hear it. I need to know.
Right.
So yeah, just tweet us social media things, and just use the internet machine to get us a message. Tell us what we need to do. Or do better, or do worse, or change.
Right.
We'll make an attempt.
We'll fix whatever we got to fix.
Yeah. I'm not going to shout out anyone this week because I don't. Like, I'll shout out Armello game because that's, like, I just finish reviewing that. It's at Armello Game, A-R-M-E-L-L-O, Game, G-A-M-E. It's a really cool game. You should check it out if you're into strategy board game type things. There's a card playing. There's a card playing aspect to it. The multiplayer, like I said, I couldn't get it to work for me, but I think that would be cool. But it does, if you don't like Monopoly and how like slow Monopoly can get,
might
want to just watch some YouTube videos, see if anybody's streaming it, because there are parts where I felt like I was playing like a 2 a.m. Monopoly game where like everybody's just like down to their last like $5 and they're like, please don't land on property I don't own. Please don't land on property I don't own.
Right.
Park Place. Fuck.
yeah.
Are those hotels? Shit. Yeah, so check out Armello Game. It's really cool. Next up on my list is Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time, which is a super rad co-op. It's a couch co-op, but it has AI if you're like me and you don't have friends. So that's cool. Talked about it at PAX. It's very cutesy and it's a lot of fun. So that's next on my list of games that I'm working through the backlog. And yeah, so I mean, that's it for me. I don't think I have anything else to say.
Do you have anything else? I can think of? No shout outs.
No. All right. Well, that's it. Episode 40. The Disconnected Gamers Podcast. And we will catch you
on the flip.